Yeah, I do have a little bit of background, but just before I ask you some of the questions that we've got, I just wanted to could get a little bit more just on like what you're working on and stuff, just so that I can frame questions.
Sure. So the company we started about 2.5 years ago, we were actually just doing normal like chat-based assistance and things like that. We've like pivoted probably a million times at this point, and eventually landed on voice agents. And we started as a very kind of generic platform, and we've been like kind of going into more niches, like where we've been actually like been getting into like construction, so like on the job reports that usually have been made by like someone going to their computer, opening it up and filling out a form. Now they can just call somebody or call an AI and then have it done right on the phone. And like we do things like when you submit the report, it'll like send you a text message with like the link, so you can open it up and confirm all the details and then like send it off, stuff like that. And then when we've also expanded now, not just voice, but WhatsApp and text message, and it's all one agent, so you can change mediums and all the context stays the same. Or you can even tell like a text, you can text the AI and be like, hey, give me a call in like a half hour or something, and then it'll call you then, or call you at the moment.
That's really cool.
So right now we're still kind of experimenting on which niche to really get into. Like we have like pilot programs with this construction business. We have we tried like plumbers, trades and things like that. But there just really wasn't not really enough pull from them. Like, and also like I feel like plumbers are just very price conscious, and as with all AI at this point, everything's a race to the bottom. So we just kind of thought, oh, maybe we just go for bigger contracts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
And I'm really excited about getting into the voice space because I just love it. I kind of wanted to get into it from the beginning. I have very deep interest in making my own voice assistants at home because I want it all to be local, like have it on my 4090 back there. Like and I want to make sure the Ghost service that we were building for our voice service was able to run on with any transcription, any kind of text to speech, any kind of LLM, so I can just use open source stuff locally and then have it be completely self-contained here. And you really can, Parakeet from NVIDIA is a really good speech text. Well, it's pretty decent anyway. At least like in terms of speed, it's incredible. And you just have to definitely make some tweaks to it. And also their newest version is multilingual with 25 European languages, which is really cool. But for production, we use something we have it switched between DeepGram, 11labs is speech to text, and we tried a few others. A Resemble had one, Assembly we used tried using theirs for a bit, but we found like latency was it changes day to day, it seems, but like in terms of quality, I liked DeepGram the most. But the latency was not great, and I don't have access to like Crisp, which is like the there's people that like there was one company I remember they had like some sort of special deal where they could have it on like their own infrastructure, Crisp, but I'm not sure if that was like a special deal they had to make, but I couldn't figure out how to get to do that without having to like talk to the company itself. But about to the point though, like I think the most important part of like accuracy and like and speed is getting transcription down. Like that's so important. It's like honestly the only important part of voice services, I feel, is getting like balancing accuracy and speed is the biggest driver here. In my opinion, anyway. Because I,
So
you know,
speech to
like
text is not,
like the
sorry, text
speech
to
that,
speech is not that. Text to
but
speech is not such a big deal.
text to speech is not a huge deal. I mean, like it matters if like you want the quality to be really like if it wants to sound natural. But in terms of speed, like that's I'm not worried about that. Because like especially the system that we have set up, like I'm constantly generating responses as the transcription is coming in. So it's like giving candid response candidates. And then once we know once we've confirmed that the user has stopped speaking, that's when we like, okay, we have all these response candidates, probably only take the last couple of ones, do a little comparison, and then you can kick it off to the text to speech. But to speed that up even further is every response candidate, you can also just start spinning up all the like buffering all the text to speeches so that once you've figured out the right response candidate, you can start streaming it back almost immediately. So the response time on text speech is like not hugely important, not as important as the transcription, just because you don't want people waiting for a response. Although
Totally. That's totally
there
sense.
are a few things like I found that people can be are more okay with waiting if you have some sort of like sound playing while like it's thinking, like a little boop 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 boop, boop or something like that. People are tend to be
Interesting.
more willing to wait around for that. But if you don't, like if it's silence for more than like a second and a half, people like just bail or like they just like they start interrupting. Be like,
Yeah,
hello, are you still
understand.
there? It's just a bad experience in general. I'm not sure if you've seen this yourselves, but
This is this, so some of this is like, well, anyway, I'm not gonna go into what we're thinking at the moment, but just for a sec, just to hold off, so we can get your pure thoughts. But actually, did I explain to you the technical advisory board? I think
Oh,
no.
actually, I don't think I have. Sorry, I think I went right into it. I was too excited.
Okay, cool. So basically, we're just looking to get like a small group of people who we chat with, once a month for half an hour for 6 months. And really, it's just a chance. Hopefully, it feels a little bit like therapy. You just like unload everything on like voice that you're feeling and lots of open-ended questions and stuff. So we can talk about anything, and then it will shape our roadmap of what we build, and we'll share everything back with you, and we're going to create some cool swag. And also, if you would like to, we can try and introduce you to like other people in technical advisory board if you want to like compare notes with other people that are like building and stuff as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay, amazing.
Mean, clearly, like I am, I'm kind of like the most technical person in my company, and I feel like I just want to talk about this stuff with somebody that like can like relate. Like I'm just like been dying to, and I can't, I can't talk to my wife about it because she's sick of hearing about it.
I understand. And actually, like, I if we have more time, I really want to dive into the whole like how you're running it locally and stuff. Like, I actually have been thinking a lot about that myself, just as a personal curiosity as well.
Sounds good.
I might try it. So I'm just gonna ask you a few questions.
Oh, sure.
The first question is, with building with voice AI, they're kind of in general everything that you're doing around that. If you could wave a magic wand at anything, to make it, better, easier, whatever, you would just wave the magic wand. Where would you wave it at?
Main transcription. Yeah, if you could get that perfect and fast, oof, the rest would be easy. Like this, be simple.
So that's just a straight up like and how would it change your life if you had that perfect and fast transcription?
I mean, you could just do so much more in that time that you have, like. And you wouldn't have to, I wouldn't have to worry about, like I have this whole separate like thread that just does like a healing of the transcription because there's so many mistakes that can be made along the way. I mean like there like that consumes so much time and resources that could be dedicated towards generating better responses, or we don't have to do as many response candidates, because then it like things like turn taking will be a lot easier. Like it makes the whole process afterwards just so much simpler if that we didn't have to worry about it.
And healing, you mean
Oh,
like
so
the
the way I do the transcriptions too is it's in its own thread, and it's doing it at different intervals and like constantly. Like it basically, so there's like different like segments at different time intervals, and then it's basically like, I mean, like giving it to an LLM, being like, hey, here are all the time intervals, here's what the transcription said for each of these, and here's the transcription of what we have so far. What do you think is actually being said here? And actually that does a really good job of putting it together, and like under like you know it can sometimes read between the lines basically, what's being said. So
I
that's what
guess
I found to be really good. But
it's
yeah, that I think this feels like that's kind of like a workaround for like this the speed and inaccuracy of transcription models as they are.
That makes sense. And is there anything that's different now that makes that more valuable, like versus like a year ago?
Well, I mean, wait, what do you mean exactly?
So I guess it's like if you had that transcription that was perfect, would that is there anything that makes it like any kind of opportunities or things that are different now versus like a year ago that make it more valuable to have like the perfect and fast transcription?
Yeah, I mean, I think from just a year ago, like the like since we have like faster LLMs that are higher quality, like Gemini Flash is like fast and really good. I mean, it does a decent job for its speed, and that's not really something we had like a year ago. Like even if you had fast transcription a year ago, it would have still been a pretty rough experience, I think. So I think like the rest of the tech that's revolving around voice is coming together to a point where, things are gonna like I think in a year from now it's gonna like we'll be better in a better spot. I still think turn taking has got a lot to go, and I know there's some people that are into like models for turn taking, but those are still I think not quite there yet. But that's a whole separate conversation we can get into.
Well, yeah, perhaps it's a I kind of wanted to like ask the question again if there's like a number two thing that you would wave the magic wand at.
Turn taken.
Turn taking. Okay.
Because that is the biggest pain, and like I mean I guess that you can like lump interruptions with that as well, because that is another hard point to get. Like right now we actually use 11 Labs as like our primary agent, a voice agent, and our own service as a backup, because I don't feel our interruptions are quite there yet.
So their whole end-to-end thing uses the you mean you use their kind of like end-to-end conversation AI?
Yeah, as a
Okay.
primary. And like, but since they go down all the time, we're flipping back to ours. It is quite an unreliable service. And actually there's also a lot of things I don't like about 11 Labs. One, they're really bad at short responses, like a yes, no. It sometimes just doesn't pick it up at all. Whereas the way I had built our service, it's very good at picking up those, the way we do those like transcription segments. So that's like there's a bit of give and take there, but I would still rather use our own. But I'm still a bit of a perfectionist on that, so I want to make sure I have the turn taking and interruptions absolutely perfect before going fully live.
Yeah, and how would having better turn taking change your life?
Oh my God. You know what? Really, what it is we would be able to cut down on the silence between a user finishing speaking and then we start speaking. Because right now, I'm a little bit, I'm a little too conservative on that, I think. That's why we started putting in like tones for like little like musical tone while we're waiting for it to really be sure that the user has finished speaking.
Yeah, that makes sense actually. It's all kind of downstream of turn taking.
Yeah, which
Yeah,
again is all downstream of
transcription.
transcription.
Okay, let me just ask one more time. Okay, so if there's the if we've got biggest thing transcription, second thing is turn taking. Is there any number three? Are there any number three things that you would wave a magic wand at?
I think and this is more of a personal thing for me. I would say some sort of knowledge-based technology, like RAG, but like I've been like messing around with knowledge graphs, and like if I could get that fast and have it do multi-turned thinking very quickly, in an efficient manner, then that would be you could just do so much more with that. You could have much more flexible agents that could follow instructions better without having a gigantic prompt with everything. And even with a gigantic prompt, that's not good for one, latency, and two, keeping to task, because things get lost. You can't really do too much there. Yeah, so I think that would be a big thing. A lot of stuff we kind of like that would mean we do a lot of like hacks to make sure to get around this. Like we're doing like when the transcription gets too large, if it's like been a long call, we do things like compressing that down to be like, all right, let's do summarizations of like this section of it, and then we're only, we're keeping that prompt as short as possible. I guess another way of saying that too is I would love to wave it at, where an LLM could actually have a long prompt and it wouldn't affect its performance. But and I think that's probably asking too much at this point. The way I like to think about it is like, humans can only keep like seven things in their head at one time anyway. So it makes sense that an LLM probably is about some a very similar. I think it could do a little bit more than that, but technically, I don't like asking it to do too much in one prompt because it'll not do something very well. But if you ask it to do one or two things, it usually nails it.
Yeah, it's interesting how it kind of somewhat goes to human behavior.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's based off of human language, which is an externalization of our, the network dynamics of our brain. So you
True,
can make
true.
the argument can be made.
It's so true. It's so true. Do you use tool calls and stuff like that? Do you do much?
Yeah, although I don't use like any like the official like LLM tool call. We end up just implementing it ourselves. I prefer it that way. I don't want to get locked into, I know like tool calling is fairly common between LLMs now, but I don't want to be stuck with any particular LLM. I want to be able to just switch in them in and out and not have to worry about porting code over for tool calling. So we do everything ourselves. It's all, XML, yada yada yada. And that works great for me.
Okay, that's I mean, I think that a lot of them are like pretty lightweight anyway, aren't they? So
They
it's probably,
are, they are.
yeah. No,
But like I think it's my ethos kind of thing of like, you
I mean, as in, like, it's not like you're trying to, like, write your own FFmpeg library or something like
No,
that.
right. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, that's awesome. Okay, those are the main questions that I had, and it was extremely helpful. What, just like one very rogue question is like, for swag, like what kind of swag do you would like you actually like and use or wear if we got some swag?
I don't know. I mean, a t-shirt, that would go hard,
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're trying to think of like some we've kind of our biggest delay in creating it so far is like we're trying to come up with like some clever like sort of like I don't know if you've seen like some of the companies have like GPU poor or whatever, like these kind of like very fun like ones.
Oh, no, I have not noticed. I think being so isolated in New York, I've like been out of the swag game.
Bring you back in. Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, that Anthony, that those are that's all we had. I'm gonna send you like an if it's okay, I have another invite that's got like five. It's kind of you could just like recurring if there's like a slot that works. And then obviously if you can't do any of them or you want to drop out, like totally understand because it's if starting a company gets busy.
True.
But yeah, we'll try to make it useful as well. And we're gonna share like what we find after the first like as we go from like the conversations. So the patterns and stuff like that and like anything else we learn. Yeah. Do you have any questions for me or anything?
No other questions. I mean, yeah, I mean, I would love to in further conversations just to like compare notes as much as possible. It's fun just talking about it.
It's like so clear how passionate you are about it. It's really cool actually. I think it's so fun. I love media stuff in general, like just more. I think like working with like media is just so it feels like much more like unfigured out versus like text and stuff, and I don't know.
I mean, like I love and this reminds me, like I feel like I've had this kind of energy since I was like in college, and I used to like I loved making my own like video game engines and like getting really in the nitty gritty with like GPUs and like figuring out how to make things as fast as efficient as possible. And like I feel like I'm getting that same kind of rush with like the voice agents and yeah, that's why I've been getting super deep into the multi-threading of
Have you ever thought about because I something that I really wanted to do just like so I could learn how it works is like if you ever thought about like building your own model, like just even just like a toy one, just for like yeah, you have.
absolutely. Yeah, actually, so like a year before I started this company, I'd left like Deliveroo in like 2021, and then we started this in 2022. But in that year, I spent like just time like making my own models and like really like kind of
Did
just learning as much as I could, because like I knew I wanted to get into AI. Like I left Deliveroo just like with that in mind, because like
you?
just over the years I just always wanted to. And I was like, okay, let me like I started with the video models actually. My closest friend of mine, he's in like visual effects here in New York, and so we like I've been like collaborating with him for like over the years, but like, oh, like I really think it'd be cool like to get into the VFX and see what AI can do with that. And I was just started like I made my own models around removing like cleaning up video. Like I was getting annoyed by sometimes there would be like is it really weird thing to bring up, but
Yeah,
I was
for
watching the show Grand Designs. And
the
you know, I was into videography and photography, and like I noticed in some shots they had like dust on the lens and you could see it in the shot. And I was like, come on, you guys should be able to like just filter this out or like, you know, clean this up. So I built a model that would I just call it dust remover as like just a way to learn how like these models work. And I would just then it would just like clean up any of all the episodes of Grand Designs that I had downloaded so that I could stop being
Like,
annoyed by it when I
did it
watched it.
work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It worked.
How did you train? How did you tell it? Yeah, how
Like
did you?
the training data set, I actually had that all generated in Blender. So, what I would do is I took ex samples of it from the episodes of Grand Designs. And then like I had a lot of like photos that I had, you know, I noticed in my own photography, like anytime there would be dust on the lens. So I had like examples there. But then I wrote this Python script in Blender that would automatically add these fake dust
That's
into videos,
genius.
existing videos. And then I'd be like, okay, I have the data set of it clean and I
That's
have it with the dirtied
genius.
ones I made. And then that's how I built the data set.
That's absolutely genius.
And it would be like it randomly generate it into like which frames and which part of the and the size of it.
Yeah,
It's
because Dust, I guess, is simple enough that
very
like
simple.
that would actually that's so smart. That's so smart. Because I tried to, this was like a few years ago now. I tried to set I wanted to try to build like an AI, like I used to play RuneScape, this game back in the day. And I was trying to get it to like recognize so stupid like cows and just click on a cow. And but like it just the amount of I think I got stuck on the data part where it's just like how much labeled data I'd have to have, and then it just was I didn't get very far with it, but it was
It's
like
that is the toughest part is,
yeah.
and that's why I'm all for synthetic data for training.
Yeah.
Microsoft really doing a great job on that. Like they were there. I'd done that before they came out with a very important paper on FI4 that was related to how they did synthetic data on all of their training. And I was like, yes, I'm not the only one that thought synthetic data rules.
Cool. Yeah, I need to look into what Microsoft's doing there. I didn't know they were doing some cool
Yeah,
stuff.
they have a really good text to voice model they just came out with like a week or two ago.
Oh, really? Actually, I missed that.
It's been I would say I compare it, it's very close to like Chatterbox from Resemble. But I think it's a lot better than that from what I've seen anyway.
Okay, awesome. Did you get
It
any
has a
game?
weird name. It has like a very generic sounding name.
Azure AI speech? No.
Oh no, not that. Oh, let me see.
Oh,
It's such a
Vibe Voice. Vibe Voice.
Vibe Voice, yes.
Oh, yeah,
Very,
that's
very
an
silly name.
awful name. But
Yeah.
that doesn't matter, I guess. Sorry, Anthony, I realize we're over.
Oh yes, sorry.
Sorry. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And hopefully chat in about a month. I'll send you a message.
Sure, yeah, I'd love to keep chatting.
Amazing. Thank you.
All
See you
right.
later.
See you.